Mentioned movie, which stars Eddie Murphy, which is available on Disney Plus. Now, this one was the most requested movie we've had for a while, actually, for us to cover from our Patreon and YouTube channel members. They really wanted us to watch this one. So we did do so. You can become a Patreon or a YouTube channel member from as little as $2 a month. It all helps towards keeping all the lights on, keeping everything going along. And also, as this is a kind of little bonus of everyone gets early access to these episodes before everybody else. So, the Haunted Mansion movie, Jeremy, what did you think of it?
I'd rather have been on the ride. it's not the worst Eddie Murphy movie I've seen, but it's pretty high up there. I do like that they keep the story kind of similar to the ride. They could have gone completely crazy and then just put the same name on it and tried to market it that way. And they did in some spots. But, it at least has some similarities and things that I like from the ride, but this movie never needed to be made.
It's funny, really, because this is, again, the Haunted Mansion is one of my all-time favorite attractions at the theme park. It was one we would all go on together. It was my dad's favorite. We all did this one multiple times. I always have to go on it. It's kind of one of the main ones. And, you know, when you've kind of been on the ride as a lot, and you've listened to the soundtrack and all the rest of it, because I really like it. You do see the little Easter eggs and the little musical tones and all the rest of it that you connect with because of the park. So you instantly kind of make that connection. I really wonder of like, is this differently from if you've never seen the movie? Does some of the stuff even make sense of why they're doing it? Or do you not even look at it? Like the singing busts probably make no sense at all. If you were, I enjoyed watching this again. I'll be perfectly honest. I put this on, kind of go, and I got to the end. I enjoyed that. I didn't mind watching this at all. I thought it was a lot of fun. I do like Eddie Murphy anyway. I mean, he plays it kind of straight. He doesn't really kind of mess about too much. He doesn't have a lot to work with. There's certain elements of it you could do without. I mean, the whole kids being locked in and his wife kind of. I don't know though. I enjoyed it again. I didn't hate it. I didn't certainly wasn't a chore to watch or anything like that one. And maybe it's just because I haven't watched it in so long. But it was a bit like, okay, cool. And I think I was watching out for the little Easter eggs. I thought, I can't think it was Terrence. I can't think of it.
Terrence Stamp.
Yeah, I mean, he's just great as the butler, and he's just, you know, I mean, he could also be in the Tower of Terror, whatever he is.
Every time I see him, I think kneel before Zod.
Yeah, I know he's never going to go past that for me. But I enjoyed this whole movie. I thought it was a lot of fun. You look back now. I mean, this was made back in, this came out in 2003, so this was way before like Pirates of the Caribbean took off, or you know, we've had things like Junker. You know, Disney have got such a hit miss record on turning it. I mean, they're even going to be doing a new version of this one, and we've got also this month there's the Muppets Haunted Mansion as well out. So it's definitely something that, you know, connects to a lot of Disney fans. You know, it did pretty well at the box office. You know, it pulled in a decent amount, and I think it's one of those movies that will always have a bit of a boost around this time of the year as well. But it is funny. I mean, like, Rotten Tomatoes, I think, apparently have given it a 14% and a 4.2 out of 10. And it is, I'm watching this movie going, I really don't think it's that bad. I don't think it's that bad at all.
14%? I don't even think it's that bad, and I didn't like it. Yeah. I think somebody's just being too harsh of a critic there.
Yeah. Yeah, it is, I don't know. It's for me, it's like, it's just a fun, it is stupid. It's not definitely not top tier. It's not in that top league, but the visual effects and stuff are all right. But maybe, you know, I don't know, like, whether or not did Disney fans not like it because it wasn't close enough to the movie, but in some way it was because it had so much little stuff, or was it just because, you know, anyone that wasn't a fan of the movie was just like, oh, this is just quite lame. There's not really any much going on, and the story's kind of weird. It's a very strange little movie. I mean, there was things I liked. I mean, just seeing them when they drove off with the singing bus strapped to the top of the car. I didn't like that whole thing. But yeah, it's the hitchhiking ghosts and all the rest. But if we weren't fans of the park, would we have just missed all that and just gone skip right over our heads?
Right. Yeah. I'm sure there's a lot of people who never got to go to a park before they saw this, that those things just didn't matter to them.
No.
And so that may have decreased their value, their enjoyment, because, you know, I did pick up on those things and I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. But the story didn't do much for me, even though, like I said, I love Terrence Stamp as the butler as well.
Mm.
You know, he'll still be General Zod for me forever. Even when he was Supreme Chancellor Lorum, I was still like, that's General Zod. So, you know, Terrence Stamp will always be that one role for me. But, you know, and then I don't even remember, like, anyone outside of Eddie Murphy and Jennifer Tilly. I don't remember what any of these other people have done outside of this movie, though.
Well, I'm just looking here because you got Martha Thompson. Now, she was in Lost, so that's where I recognized her from. She's also been in Las Vegas and White Collar, so she's been in a few different TV. So definitely recognized her because of Lost, because I literally only watched her in it recently. So she was in the British TV series Pie in the Sky, which I used to watch. I used to like that one. So I was much more familiar with her, but her character is very bland. I mean, there's just nothing. Yeah. You know, she's kind of damsel in distress, but not really anything kind of going on. And the kids, I mean, did they really even need to be there? I mean, they were quite like,
yeah.
But no, I overall enjoyed watching it back. What would you give this, like, a score out of five?
One and a half. Did not like that. I remember Wallace Shawn was in the movie. I've seen him in a bunch of stuff. Yeah. I know him.
Yeah. So for me, I give this a 3 out of 5. I enjoyed watching it. So I'm glad everyone did, all the Patreons and YouTube channel members did pick this one, because this was like, okay, cool. You know, I enjoyed watching it. And on that note, if you do become a Patreon or YouTube channel member, you do get early access to these movies. You also get to vote on upcoming ones. And on that note, guys, thank you very much for watching us. Let us know what you think of Haunted Mansion in the comments below. And we shall see you guys in another video. Laters.
Later.
I'd like to thank all of our Patreon and YouTube channel members for their support. You can become a member from as little as $2 a month and you get access to our weekly Q&A and much more.